Welcome to BI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to introduce, for the first time on VI Talk, Pete Eckert, who's coming to us all the way from Sacramento in America. And Pete is a blind visual artist. Hiya, Pete.
Hey, how are you doing there?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, so Pete, firstly, have you been blind all your life?
Almost exactly half my life. I was sighted when I was young, so for the first 30 years or so I could see. And for the last 30 years, I've been totally blind.
Okay. So were you an artist before you lost your sight?
Yes. I've always enjoyed making things and building. I went to the Art Institute of Boston, and I finished a degree in fine arts at San Francisco State.
Okay. And so... You were trained as a sculptor, weren't you?
Yes, pretty much in the Rodin style. I went to art school because I wanted to learn how to draw. And so I have a pretty traditional art background.
Right, so can you tell us about what things you sculpt or you make?
Sure. I was arrested once because I was doing large installations in San Francisco. And so I would make lightweight sculptures that I could basically pop up and build. And then I'd photograph how the public interacted with them.
Wow.
And the police finally stopped me because I hauled one of my sculptures up the side of a building.
So you're quite adventurous then.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and the police had a good sense of humor about it, but they were worried about my sculpture falling and hurting somebody.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what kind of sculptures were these, Pete? What, you know, can you give us an example of one?
Well, those two were wooden slats, and then I, made a framework that described the sculpture. But I also used to do pretty traditional bronze casting. Pretty much in the Rodin style, but much smaller. It's expensive to cast in bronze.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I bet they're beautiful. But they're absolutely lovely. Very tactile, I presume.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
Sorry, I bet they're very tactile.
Yes, very tactile. Mm-hmm. Actually, the way I draw now is very similar to how I drew many years ago. I have kind of a bash and crash style. I'm very aggressive, darks and lights, and slashing through things and things like that. You can see some of the energy in some of my photography.
Fabulous. I should just say at the moment, it is bonfire night here in the UK. And so if there's a lot of background noise with this, it's there are fireworks going off. It was not the best night to choose to interview Pete, but hey ho, we're going for it anyway. So apologies for any background noise that people are picking up on. So Pete, you're a photographer as well, which is how I found out about you, through my daughter actually doing photography at school. And she discovered your work and was fascinated by it. So can you tell us about your photography?
Yes, I do something called painting with light. And so I have a dark studio. Actually, my friends came over and they asked me to put some floor lamps in because I literally have no windows or light in my dark room or my studio. And I add light, building up an image on the film, and I memorize what I'm doing and build the image in my mind's eye at the same time.
Wow. That takes some doing.
It's really just using the skills of blindness. Yes. Most blind people have a good memory because if you don't, you have to keep on asking sighted people to find things.
Yeah.
So do you sell your work, Pete, or is it just a hobby?
I make my living selling my work.
Right.
So either selling it or doing projects for different companies.
And do you have a website where people can view your work?
Yes, PeteEckert.com.
And can you spell that for us, your surname?
Okay, it's E-C-K-E-R-T. So Pete with no space, Eckert.com.
Do you do exhibitions as well, do you, Pete? Or do you, is it just through your studio that you work?
I exhibit as well. Sacramento is a blue-collar town, and I don't sell too much here, but I sell some in New York and L.A. Down in Southern California, I've sold quite a bit.
Okay, so can you describe some more of your work, Pete? It sounds absolutely fascinating.
Well, right now I'm working on a series called Neurologic. I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and to me, Parkinson's feels like chaotic energy coming into your body, contrary to the regular electrical pulses that you know your body runs on. And so I'm trying to describe that in pictorial ways. I named that series Neurologic on my website because I wasn't sure I wanted to come out and say I had Parkinson's, but I figured I might as well say it, you know, just be honest.
Yeah. And what's the response been to your work through with that? Has it been good, positive?
Very positive. If you look at that series, it almost looks like the figures are dancing.
Right.
I just wanted to describe frenetic energy.
Yeah.
Has having been diagnosed with Parkinson's affected the way you work, Pete, or are you just kind of carrying on and trying to overcome the challenges at the moment?
It's changed how I work some. I could draw with light much better. I'm right-handed, and fortunately, I'm somewhat ambidextrous, so I now draw with my left hand instead of my right.
Mm. Yeah.
Never give up.
Absolutely not.
No.
Never
very,
give up.
No, very good advice. You were telling us before we started the interview that you've actually built other things. You've built, did you say a boat?
Yes. When I was a kid, I'd take any job where I would learn how to make things. So I've been a machinist. I've built parts to jet engines for Pratt & Whitney aircraft. I was a carpenter for a while, and mostly in residential carpentry. And I'd show up on my motorcycle with a sketch pad and just draw different ideas for the client. And then I build. I've made a few small boats, a sailboat for myself, and a fishing boat.
Wow.
Those are pretty tiny. They're about 7 foot long.
That's still quite impressive. where I'm coming from, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
My neighbors are kind of freaked out when I do woodworking because I don't need lights. So, you know, I have my table saw in the backyard running in the dark. And so they're very curious, you know, what I'm doing and how.
Yeah. I bet they're quite impressed as well, if they're honest.
No, they think I'm kind of crazy, I think.
I think you've also got quite a wicked sense of humor as well.
the worst thing I did was a friend of mine sold me a beat-up old dirt bike, a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't drive it anywhere. It's not legal for me to be on the street. But I do donuts, wheelies, and burnouts in my backyard. And so I rototilled the whole backyard, and my wife's only complaint was, you know, direct the spray of dirt away from the house, please. So she was very patient.
Bless her.
Oh, it sounds like you have a lot of fun.
So well, when you do...
She was pleased when I gave away the bike. A friend of mine helped me paint the house. And so he liked the dirt bike, and I gave it to him for the help.
Oh, bless you.
So when you do your exhibitions, do you actually tell people that you've got a visual impairment, or do you let it be an element of surprise for people, or what's the response from people when they find out you have a visual impairment?
I'm totally blind, and some people challenge me and say you must have vision. Mm. So I took an old pair of glasses that I had, very thick plastic glasses, and I drilled two holes right where the pupils are. And yeah. I put two large screws with wing nuts on them. And they're the same shape as my sunglasses. So when I put them on, they just feel regular. And yeah. So I wore those through some exhibits just to prove that I couldn't see.
Wow. Shouldn't have to prove yourself, should you? But sometimes it's necessary, I guess.
Well, I was kind of poking fun at the people.
Yeah.
It's very, it's like a miniature sculpture. I had one wing nut horizontal and one vertical.
Yeah.
And I did that because it looks like you're winking.
Oh, yeah, you've definitely got a good sense of humor, but you have to, don't you, I think? You just have to have a sense of humor and get on with things.
Yes. If you sit down and cry too long, it's all right to mourn loss, blindness or Parkinson's. But if you cry too long, you're wasting time. You're wasting your life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, very good advice.
Like yourself that have got that energy and the go-get. It's nice to hear that people are being really positive about everything. Can I just ask, it may be a daft question this, but have you thought about turning your photographs into 3D at all, or is that something you do?
I met a man on a plane that does computer circuitry, mm-hmm. and he was making holograms of a computer circuitry so he could show them to his clients, especially people that were having problems with their computers. And you could actually walk into the hologram and, so it was a three-dimensional picture of the circuitry. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
The whole concept of it just was very pretty.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Because I hope you don't mind me saying, Joe, because me and you have both got no vision. And mm-hmm. it'd be interesting to, because we've interviewed people who have got done 3D stuff in the past, isn't it, as well? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, Pete, if we've talked about your website, are there any other ways people can get in touch with you or find out more about your work?
They can Google me. There's lots of stuff on the web.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else?
There's a nice little ad that Volkswagen did last year. And it describes how I work and shows the work I did for Volkswagen. And it's almost like a little history thing.
Oh, really? Do you want to tell us about that, the work that you did for Volkswagen? That sounds interesting.
Volkswagen hired me to do a shoot of the Arteon car that they made. They don't sell it in the U.S., but they sell it. You can get them where you are in London.
All right.
And so I contracted to do 10 photos, and so they flew me over to Hamburg and rented a huge studio, and so I got to play. And in my contract, I said that I wanted to drive the car. And so they had a lot of trouble with that. But I did get to drive the car up to a roaring 7 miles an hour.
Oh,
with two insurance agents in the car with me.
Brilliant. So,
good for you for sticking to your guns and making sure you got to get in that car.
But the shoot was a lot of fun, and I shoot very slowly. I was there for 11 days, and in 11 days, of course, we did the advertisement, so half the time was that. But for about 5 days, I think I only got 69 photos to choose from. I shoot very slowly.
Yeah. Is that just the way you work, or is that due to your visual impairment? Do you take your time more because you're blind?
It's not because of the visual impairment. The technique I use.
Yeah.
Some of the photos took as much as a half hour to build.
Right.
So I'm adding light and memorizing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so it takes quite some time.
Mm-hmm. So have you done any other on any work for any other sort of big companies that we might know? Because obviously we've all heard of Volkswagen. So is there anything else that stands out for you that you've done?
Yes, I shot for Playboy magazine.
Wow.
contract, I told them my wife has to come to the shoot with me. And then Swarovski jewelry.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And then the TV show, I don't know if you get it over there, NCIS.
Yes.
They did a show based on me.
Wow.
It's not completely based on me because I'm not married. And in the end, the blind photographer, his assistant was in love with him secretly. And so he gets the girl at the end, which my blind friends really like.
Oh, brilliant. Inspiration.
Yeah, you've had an amazing career. That's fabulous that you've just carried on regardless and just got on with it. It's amazing.
It's important to have fun, and it's important that blind people are out in society and accepted.
Yes.
So, it's hard to find jobs when you're blind. You know, mm-hmm. in America, maybe 85% of the blind are unemployed, a huge amount.
Yeah, it's similar over here. Yeah.
So it's important to be integrated into society. And so I actively look for shoots where I'm in public.
Yeah.
And so.
What's the response of companies when you actually say to them, yes, I can do this, but I'm actually blind? I bet they're actually taken aback or a bit curious that what they want to know more. And
sometimes when I was younger, I had a large German Shepherd or Belgian Shepherd. He looked like a small wolf. He was about 100 pounds. And I'd pack up all my gear and go out at night to shoot. And sometimes people would take photos of me, you know, shooting. But now I have a pure white German Shepherd. He looks like a tiny wolf. He's only about 75 pounds.
Oh.
He's a real pretty boy. The other one, people were afraid of the black one. But this one, I told my wife if I was 17 and not married, I could get a date any time because women come running up to pet him.
Is he a pet? Is he, or is he your guide dog?
He's a guide. Yeah, he's a guide dog.
Bless him. Thank you.
So do you tell companies that you tell them that you're blind when you, you know, I don't know what the process is to do a shoot, Pete. Is it that do you apply against other photographers, or do they come to you? What's the process?
Usually they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
The more I shoot, the more attention I get. And so the Volkswagen shoot is very popular. The Playboy shoot, Playboy downsized right about the time we did the shoot. And it's still on the web under the cyber site, I think it is. I didn't get much attention for that shoot.
Right.
CNN did put it on their style page last year, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about your work, Pete, or about yourself or anything?
Let's see. The equipment I use, I use old analog cameras. I have a Mamiya twin lens reflex and a Mamiya 6.7 and a 4x5 Toyo camera. So all Japanese cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much I work in medium format now. 4x5 is very expensive, so I just work in black and white for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a digital camera, but the modes that digital cameras have, it's hard for me to find where I am with the camera. So I'm pretty much stuck in analog cameras.
Yeah. It's really interesting because my daughter, who I said earlier, discovered your work for me and prompted me to get in touch with you. She's now doing A-level photography, so I find it really fascinating, particularly that somebody who's totally blind can get out there and just work as well as anybody else and who's getting the results that you're getting. I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah,
Well, some people wonder why I do it because I can't see the photo.
Mm-hmm.
But think of the event of taking the photo. I'm memorizing everything I'm doing. I'm the only one making the photo. I don't have any assistance. Mm. And so I memorize what I've done. And so I have the image in my mind's eye. And then the product, the print, I do small prints, contact prints, and then I have friends describe them to me. And right. So I can match up my memory of the photo compared to what they're seeing.
Yeah.
But I do that because I could have a technical problem. Say I left the lens cap on the whole time, I'd have all black photos and I wouldn't know it. But after that, I decide which ones to pick to print. I usually print very large, and so they're expensive. And so I can't afford to just print all black photos.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Well, it's been absolutely fascinating, Pete, and it's been an absolute pleasure. It's taken a while to get together, but it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and finding out about your work. I just think you're an absolute inspiration, really. And I never use that word lightly, but I think you are just doing your thing, and that's brilliant.
I'm just having fun.
And that's brilliant.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's having fun and don't stop enjoying what you're doing.
No, exactly. And good luck for the future, Pete, as well.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.
You all have a good day.
Thanks,
Pete.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You can email us info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is vitalkpodcast. Our Facebook is vitalk. And our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.